Darwin's house, why was it tumbling down?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book, Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, in England, there was an appeal for millions of dollars to be raised to restore Charles Darwin's home. Tell us something about it.
Well, you know, there's a very important lesson for us to learn about Darwin's home that was basically falling apart. You see, the roof had fallen in on Darwin's lab, and the main house had a leaky roof. The walls of the study were being attacked by damp and woodworm. And without a great deal of effort, well, the home would have eventually become a total ruin. You know, there's a touch of irony to all of this. You see, Darwin popularized the idea to millions and millions of people that everything has made itself, and that nature has, on a grand scale, organized matter from simple to complex, from chaos to cosmos. But in reality, virtually every single scientific observation confirms that the very opposite is true. What we observe is that, because of the curse, as a result of sin, everything that's left to itself tends to run down, just like Darwin's house itself. Darwin's house didn't rebuild itself. It required a lot of intelligence and energy to improve it. And you know, likewise, the infinite creator God created the first man from dust. Yes, Darwin's decaying home should be a lesson to trust Genesis.
If you read Ken Ham's new booklet on the culture wars, you'll discover that America is following the sad example set by churches in England. Find out more when you go to our website, answersradio.com.